Forgiveness. What does it say in the front of that program? Forgiveness what?
Essential.
Essential for?
Everyday lives.
Forgiveness. How much time you got? Have you ever engaged your mouth before your brain? I've been known to put both of my feet in my mouth. I don't know about you, but it's, you know, all of a sudden your mouth opens up and you say something going, oh, how could I be so stupid, right? My grade school buddies love to continue to tease me, and they say things like, well, Kurt, you've been doing that since kindergarten. Yeah, and they're right. Mm-hmm. And so then what do you do when that's out there, right? Well, we go, we try to make the amends. Let's make that relationship right again. We own our own stuff, right? We don't make excuses, and we repent. I'm sorry, I was wrong. So then I wonder, is repentance a condition for forgiveness? Huh. Maybe between us, but not according to God, because didn't we just learn this whole summer long up at camp and here, 1 John 4:19 says, we can love because God first loved us, right? We confess, repent, it's for our benefit. We confess for our benefit so we can lay it all down at God's foot and give God some job security. It's that sense of, oh, how do I get rid of anything that stands in the way of our usefulness to God and others? Anyone ever held a grudge against anyone? Don't raise your hand. A grudge. What you did was so horrible. Anyway, this parable, I think, is a reference to part of the Lord's Prayer that Jesus taught the disciples just a little bit ago, and you're going to say it at the end of the service. If you want a good sermon about this Lord's Prayer piece and forgiveness, go online. Pastor Cieslik, 2 weeks ago at the West Campus, was stellar. Right on the button. Great stuff. The phrase, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Do we really want that? Huh? Do we really? Are we asking God to forgive our sins in the same way we forgive others? Whew. Wow. So, this parable Jesus is talking about. Who's the king in this story, this parable? Someone say God. Yeah, it's God. This unimaginable debt, 10,000 talents. How much is that? I'm so glad you asked. It represents an astronomical, purposely, intentionally unpayable debt that equaled roughly back then 200,000 years worth of wages for that servant. Is that extravagant, or I don't know math? Okay, I don't know math. I know that. I got to take my shoes off to count above 10. 200,000, but to put that in perspective, in the ancient world, 10,000 talents was larger than the entire annual tax that the Roman Empire's wealthiest provinces provided. Wow. By contrast, in this story, there's a fellow who owes 100 denarii. 10,000 talents, not 10,000 grand, and then 100 denarii. Denarii is worth about a day's wage. It highlights the immense scale of God's love, the king's forgiveness, versus the slave's stinginess and cruelty. I do like That part where Pastor read about the guy gets on his knees and begs. Huh. Getting on his knees. He humbles himself. Humbles himself. Do you know it's impossible to lose your footing when you're on your knees? I got a secret, something I try to do every day when I'm in this building, the church. I try to sneak in, and then I go behind the pulpit so no one sees me, and I kneel down at the communion rail in this corner and have a little time with him. Because it helps this and this. Getting on my knees right sizes me. I think maybe something we're supposed to learn from this parable, it's a call for all of us to forgive, not just 77 times, okay? The reason we're able to forgive is because God has already forgiven us, right? He's forgiven us a debt that we could not pay. To steal something from Paul in Romans 6, I think it's 23, he says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, we are unworthy, but God provides us the gift of grace. Right? He took our sins upon him and put it on the cross. He paid our debt. He wipes our slate clean. And he calls us to what? Forgive others. Whew. Is that hard? Sometimes. He doesn't ask us to die on the cross for their sins, no. But he does encourage us to do our part to forgive them when they do us wrong. The world's healing depends upon God. Forgiveness at its deepest level is not an act of the will. It's a function of divine grace. We cannot make ourselves forgive anyone, but hopefully we can make the connection between our dependence upon God and acceptance with all of our brokenness and all of our iniquities and maybe hopefully reach out in our minds or at least in our heart to those who have injured us. Even those ones who have deeply and terribly injured us, right? Maybe, and just maybe, if today we are to see a point which we cannot forgive, if we reach that point, I cannot forgive, I do know one thing we can do. We can pray that the time will come when we can forgive each other. In the meantime, give it to God. Lay it down at the foot of the cross. To forgive is not to deny the pain or the wrongness of the act of the other. To forgive is not to excuse the unjust or the cruel. Forgiveness is not excusing. Give grace, yes, of course, but if need be, keep your distance. Sometimes we can't be around other people. Sometimes we engage this before this. Maybe we think, I can't forgive. There's no way I'm going to forgive. What you did was so horrible. So how long do you want to hold on to that anger? How long do you want to let people live rent-free in your head? Sometimes it feels like I'm paying people to live there. Years ago, my favorite middle brother, Paul, was killed in a car accident. by a 16-year-old who was driving the car for the first time without her parents. Forgiveness? Really? Imagine what that 16-year-old girl's been going through since. Pray for her. I know where Paul is. Pray for her that she can forgive herself. I don't think this kind of deep level of forgiveness happens overnight. No, of course not. We don't just go to church one Sunday morning and recite the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." And then all of a sudden we go home. I like what C.S. Lewis said some years ago. Sometimes it takes years for God's grace to have an effect on us. He said this, "Last week while in prayer, I suddenly discovered that I had finally forgiven someone who I had been trying to forgive for over 30 years. I have no explanation, my friend, but this kind of thing, except to turn to the word of the Apostle Paul, written over 2,000 years ago. All of this is from God." Close quote. Forgiveness. Grace. Love. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, you know how often we struggle with this. Keep us ever mindful of the debt that you have forgiven us. Use your forgiveness to empower us to forgive others. Use your forgiveness to empower our forgiveness to those who trespass against us. God, please grant each one of us the grace to allow the seed of forgiveness to take root in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.